Last week's violent attack against students at a school in Peshawar, Pakistan, that killed 145 people assures an escalation of fighting between the Pakistan military and the Taliban that has been fighting a parallel war from the Taliban fighters across the border in Afghanistan. Where are both of these conflicts headed? We turn now to Alexander Evans, who's coordinator of the United Nations Al-Qaeda Taliban Monitoring Team. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
So, first of all, in Peshawar, the Taliban in Pakistan have really escalated a conflict that they say was an answer to an initiative, an offensive last summer. What can we expect in the next 12 months?
Well, the Pakistani Taliban, which is sort of a motley group of militants, primarily from Pakistan's tribal areas, are actually on the back foot. They've been pushed back by the Pakistan army. They're under pressure. And the Peshawar attack that we saw is just one example of them striking back at soft targets because they don't have the strength to strike back at harder targets. The degree of political unity that this attack has generated in Pakistan is almost unprecedented. The level of condemnation of a group of terrorists who come in and kill a wide range of school children, clearly innocent targets in a terrorist attack, argues well that there can be a new approach to counterterrorism in Pakistan, one that even furthers the work that Pakistan's already done to contain some of these groups in the tribal areas.
And allies of the Pakistanis are across the border in Afghanistan. What's the distinction between the Taliban in Pakistan and in Afghanistan? And are they, in fact, rivals at this moment?
So the Afghan Taliban operate in Afghanistan. They have a presence in parts of Pakistan as well. But they're very, very much focused on the campaign in Afghanistan. They have attacked civilians. They have caused civilian casualties. But they wouldn't necessarily celebrate it in the same way publicly as the Pakistan Taliban have with this attack in Peshawar. So they share similar ideology, but the Pakistan Taliban basically have much harder ties with other groups, including Al-Qaeda.
And in Afghanistan, is it an opportunity now for the Taliban as the U.S. forces pack up and leave at the end of this year?
Well, the Afghan Taliban think it is going to be an opportunity, the process of transition, the withdrawal of many foreign troops. But in fact, the Afghan National Security Forces have done remarkably well. The Afghan Taliban haven't been able to seize any towns. They haven't been able to control on a sustained basis any urban territory. And so long as the money keeps flowing from the international community, and so long as there's still confidence within Afghanistan in the Afghan government, the Afghan Taliban themselves don't look like they're going to make any gains soon.
Is it your recommendation to the United Nations, and is it the position of the United Nations, insofar as you can speak to that, that Pakistan is moving towards greater stability in the coming months and that Afghanistan will not end up in the situation that it was in before 2001?
Well, I can't speak for the United Nations, but in my view as an expert, the situation in both Afghanistan and Pakistan is more positive than many pundits have it. Many folk have predicted the implosion of Afghanistan. That hasn't happened yet. Many folk have predicted the implosion of Pakistan, and that hasn't happened yet. The challenge moving forward is how are these two countries going to functionally cooperate and really take the fight against terrorist and militant groups that one step further.
All right, if you believe that Afghanistan shifting across the border will not return to a situation like it was in 2001, where the Taliban pretty much controlled things, the U.S. left Iraq, and some months later, 2 years later, we had ISIS or ISIL. What could be the scenario inside Afghanistan with the U.S. pulling out?
Well, look, we are, as an expert group, we are worried about the growth of militant presence in Afghanistan, and that includes a range of groups affiliated to or with links to Al-Qaeda core. But at the same time, the Afghan government and the Afghan National Security Forces have done a much better job than people anticipated. The U.S. is committed to continue to provide air support to the Afghan National Security Forces, and that's a crucial ingredient over the next year or two. While I'm going to be cautious about predicting a future, I've done it occasionally in the past and it's easy to get it wrong, I think it is clear that all the countries in South Asia have a shared interest in not seeing Afghanistan return to the civil war of the 90s or indeed the Taliban government of the late 1990s.
Alexander Evans is coordinator of the United Nations Al-Qaeda Taliban Monitoring Team. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Hey, NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.